This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deke, how you doing today?
Oh, doing fine. Yourself?
Hanging in.
Doing well, Deke.
Feeling good. I'm still trying to sit here and figure out if I'm overreacting or underreacting to Baker Mayfield's injury. What do you think of this partially torn labrum?
Well, I mean, I've had them, and they're painful. And the painful part is it's sleeping at night sometimes. But, Baker's a tough guy. And, it's one of those things that, he's a competitor, and he just wants to go out and compete. And it's tough when, you're banged up a little bit. But, he's given it his best shot. And, he had an off week last week. It was, very on Baker-like. And, hopefully we'll see the old Baker this weekend.
Deke, what did you do? Did you have surgery after the season, or did you play through it, or what happened?
No, it was actually after I got done with football. I tripped in the radio booth.
You're kidding. Come on. No.
No. Yeah, seriously. And then the other one, I had a tear in it, and I was down by the water and slipped on some rocks. But back then, they had some kind of medicine they gave me, and it knocked the pain right out. Then when I tore the other one, I went back to get the medicine, and I found out they took that off the market.
What? Oh. I don't even know where to go with that.
Did you to a doc in Tijuana, Deke? Or?
No, it was here.
Did you eventually have surgery on them?
No, on the one. I had the rotator cuff and bicep, yeah.
Woo! I can't believe all this stuff happens after you're done playing football.
Honest to God, I never missed a game in 14 years. With this rotator cuff and bicep, I couldn't have played the next week.
Wow. Holy smokes. Okay. Well, so do you believe Baker just be right back on track this week, and that the shoulder may bug him a little bit, but this is going to start humming a little bit? It's just an off week?
I would hope so. I mean, you really don't know. I mean, obviously, this is a good football team they're playing. I mean, they're 3-1, but they knocked off the Chiefs in Arrowhead. That kind of speaks volumes when you do that. So, they've got their hands full. Herbert is. I mean, this guy is. I was watching a couple of his games, and he just makes some amazing throws. I mean, he's right on, and he's got a couple, good receivers in Williams and Keenan Allen. So, they've got a good offense and defensively. You got Boza. He's a difference maker.
Yeah, as I watched Boza last week, I was like, oh, boy. And then that makes me wonder about Jed Wills and what you do there. And I like watching him play, and I understand why they put him out there as long as they can every game, but it feels like every game it's like you're waiting for it in the second half.
Well, and what you have to do is either put a tight end on that side or, keep the running back in on that side. But, when you do that, then you're taking, one receiver out of your pass routes.
So what do you do if you're the Browns with Jed Wills and that ankle that just does not seem to get better?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one because, the problem is, you admire him for going out there and, trying to gut it through the 60 minutes. But if you're getting, 40 minutes, then you got to bring somebody else in. And when you have your active inactives, you got to, have somebody that just in case the next guy goes down. So it kind of, screws up your game day roster a little bit. But, if he's your best option, as long as he can, I guess you go that way. But at some point, you want to get back to where you're going to get 60 minutes out of it.
Deke, I know everyone wanted to talk about Odell, especially earlier in the week. I'm more curious about how much they miss Jarvis. What do you think?
Oh, I think the passing game goes through Jarvis. I mean, Jarvis is the guy that Well, I mean, the Chargers have Keenan Allen. He's the guy that their passing game goes through. But no, Jarvis is the guy that, you know, he's your safety valve. He's the, you know, Mr. Reliable. He runs his routes where they're supposed to be, and you know, he's just got the, you know, great hands. So they miss him quite a bit.
Doug Deacon, Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Deke, let's get to the game. I know you've been grinding the tape. How fun is Justin Herbert?
Oh, I mean, he's amazing. I mean, some of the throws he makes, you know, it's good. You know, why is he throwing? Whoa, right on the money. I mean, he is an amazing talent. Big kid. I mean, he can run. You know, he last as long as he did, somebody made a mistake above him.
Deke, why has the defense turned over the last 2 weeks? What is it? They just seem more aggressive. Everything just seems. Now, I know maybe you get a confidence game against the Bears with Justin Fields, and he's trying to, you know, just even see lights out there while he's playing in his first game. But, you know, you saw it over two games now, and then you start to believe in the consistency of how good this defense can be.
Well, I think, you know, the fact that they're playing together, and I think, you know, Joe Woods said it a couple weeks ago, you know, he's trying to sync up the coverage with the pass rush. And, you know, it's getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quicker. And then when he does, if you got tight coverage, you know, you're going to get incompletions. And I think, you know, they've done a good job of utilizing the people they have. I mean, they've used JOK is a guy that he's kind of like the wild card. I mean, he can rush, he can cover, he does it all. And, you know, you got to count for him. And that gives him, you know, kind of like almost a secret weapon where you don't know where he's going to be.
What's been the most impressive thing about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah to you, Doug?
I think his just his quickness and his ability to, you know, to make plays. You know, he'll rush on a big offensive tackle, but, you know, these guys can't bend down low enough to get him. And then when their feet stop, you know, all of a sudden he's around them. So I think he's just, you know, just a great athlete. And obviously, you know, a guy that, you know, if you're going to rush him, you know, he can get to the quarterback. If you're going to have him in coverage, he can cover. So, you know, he's just, you know, a very talented, you know, kind of Swiss Army knife type of player.
Doug, what does getting Anthony Walker back mean for the linebackers? And what did you see out of him early on when he did have the opportunity to play?
Well, I think the thing about him is leadership. You know, he kind of reminds me of DeQuell Jackson when DeQuell was here. He's just a natural leader, and, you know, he's the guy that calls the signal. But, you know, by the same token, Malcolm Smith has done a great job, you know, when he wasn't here. So, I think it's the leadership role that he brings to the table and the experience.
What do you make of Greedy Williams as he found his way back into the defense this week, and especially grabbing that pick when they really needed it, Doug?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, he had a year he didn't play, and, you know, it's what you do when you're not. You know, do you prepare for the next year, or do you, you know, just sit there and feel sorry for himself? Obviously, he prepared, and he's getting his opportunity and making the best of it. I mean, and he's got, you know, a big, long body, so, you know, he gives you a good matchup against a taller receiver. And, you know, you're going to, you know, Williams is a tall receiver, and that's going to be a good matchup.
Deke, did you like playing in West Coast games? I mean, they take you out of your element a little bit, and it's just – I remember growing up watching, going, I hate when the Browns go play out west, because it just never felt right, and I never felt like they were in sync. What did you like going out west?
Not necessarily, because it screws up your body clock for the next week. I mean, you know, you're all of a sudden trying to adjust back to the different time zone. And, you know, different teams go out at different times. You know, some teams go out 2 days early. Some teams go out the day before. And, I think coaches, just from the, you know, their history of success or lack of success, you know, choose which way they want to do it.
Hmm. And then the other thing about this game that's interesting about L.A., because it's such a transient market, that it sounds like it's going to be a pretty big Browns crowd out there on Sunday. And so it's been a while because our teams haven't been very good, but I can remember other teams inundating our stadium here in the last decade and just having a bad pit in my stomach because it would drive me nuts watching all these other people come into our house and do that. But now the Browns might have one of those games where there could be a lot of Browns fans in this game.
Yeah,
Sunday.
I mean, and, you know, the L.A. Fan base is, you know, obviously with the Chargers come up from San Diego, it's not one of those intense, you know, fan bases, I don't think, a lot of times where, you know, when you go to the West Coast, you got the California Browns backers, and they always show up, and they show up in big numbers.
You haven't seen SoFi yet, have you? You guys
haven't been out to LA? No.
Okay. You guys were in Minnesota last week, though, and saw that thing, which is unbelievable. Would you want one of those in Cleveland?
Well, that's a tough question. I mean, you know, the one last week was, what, about $1 billion. This one's about $3 or $4 billion.
Ah, it's in the couch cushion, Deke.
Yeah. You know, it's nice to have one of those, you know, fancy things. But, you know, the thing is, you start all of a sudden, you look at Atlanta, you know, and they got that new one, and they've already, you know, done away with it and got another one. So, you know, there's, you know, one of the things with our stadium, obviously, when they built it, you know, they wanted to get the franchise back. And so they started, you know, to make sure that they had a stadium when they were able to get one. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, all the things that you would have wanted in that stadium were put in. Was it a matter of just let's have a stadium so we can, you know, get a football team back? Or, you know, like these teams, you know, they knew where they were going to be, and they just they spent a lot of money.
All right, Deke, just to let you know, I did the research for you. 2 hours, 45 minutes, take you down to Tijuana and get those pain drugs. You can do that right from SoFi. I'm sure Jimmy will hop in with you.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll catch Greg Robinson at the border.
All right, that's enough. Deke, thank you so much. Good luck. We look forward to listening to you call the game on Sunday right here on 92.3 The Fan. Deke, have a great weekend.
Okay.
Talk soon, Doug.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.